Chris, thanks again for joining us in this half hour. Can you bring us up to speed on just what it means to hike the AT? For instance, how long is the trail?
Well, the trail could easily be rounded up to 2,200 miles.
All right.
The trail, it changes a little bit every year as they relocate it to some environments need protection and rehabilitation, and sometimes just it would be easier and more scenic if they reroute the trail. So the technical number is somewhere around 2,186. But that's why I say it could easily be rounded up to 2,200.
And where is that trail? From where to where?
Sure. It starts in Georgia at a park called Amicalola. The southern terminus is considered to be the top of Springer Mountain. And from there, it goes through the states of Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then it ends in Maine, the 14th state.
How long do you think it'll take you?
Initially, I was hoping for right at the five-month mark, but due to some an injury, actually, I had to take time off in May, so it looks like it's going to be more of a six-month hike, and 6 months is the average for a thru-hiker.
All right, now, tell us what it's like. You carry everything with you, I assume.
Uh-huh.
What's it like? I mean, what is your home away from home, that backpack carry?
Sure. Well, you need basic camping supplies, so things like a tent, a sleeping bag. Most people carry some sort of sleeping pad. Some of them are inflatable. Some are just, you know, foam to make it a little more comfortable sleeping. You also need things to gather water. So most people carry either a filter or they carry special chemicals that you can treat water on a daily basis to make sure there's no bacteria in the water. You have to carry all of your cooking supplies as well as several days of food to eat. And then you have to carry as much clothes as necessary to stay, of course, in the colder months to stay warm and safe. And then in the summer months, of course, you can shed a few pounds by not needing to carry as much clothing. That's the basics of the gear you need.
All right, and you're not on the trail continually, right? You do enter what some folks would refer to as civilization from time to time.
Exactly. Sometimes the trail will actually pass directly through a town. Like you'll be walking on Main Street America because that's where the trail goes. Mm. But most of the time, you'll come to a road, and then you either walk several miles into the nearest town, or if you're fortunate, you can actually hitchhike into the nearest town to pick up more groceries, sometimes stay at a motel or a hotel or a hostel to do your laundry, take a shower, and feel civilized again for a day. And then, and then it's right back into the woods for... Normally, you hike for anywhere from 3 to 6 days in between your resupply.
Thank you, Chris. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking to Chris Hennig about his trip on the Appalachian Trail. We'll have more with him in just a few minutes. Stay with us.